Surah An-Nahl, verses 71-76.
على ما ملكت أيمانهم فهم فيه سواء. So those who have been given preference in sustenance and their own slaves, they would never be willing to pass on from their sustenance to those whom they have ownership over, making them equal shareholders therein. So the masters would never be willing to bring their slaves on the same status and give their wealth over to them. So human beings would never be willing to make their slaves their equals, yet they propose that Allah has partners who are entitled to be worshipped along with Allah. أَفَبِنِعْمَةِ اللَّهِ يَجْحَدُونَ So is it the favors of Allah that they are in denial of? This means that He, Allah, is the sole conferrer of blessings, and He is naturally entitled to being worshipped exclusively, as He is the conferrer of all blessings. To offer worship to someone other than him, whilst he remains the sole conferrer of blessings, is to deny him that which is exclusively his right. Therefore, practicing shirk is a rejection of Allah's favors and a denial of him being the sole conferrer of blessings. Ayah 72, وَاللَّهُ جَعَلَ لَكُم مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا And a sign of the absolute power of Allah and His favors upon you is that He preserves you and your species. So, Allah has made for you from among yourselves spouses from your own species. وَجَعَلَ لَكُم مِّنْ أَزْوَاجِكُمْ بَنِينَ وَحَفَدًا And from your spouses He has given you sons and grandsons by which human existence is preserved. وَرَزَقَكُم مِّنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ And He has provided wholesome things for you to eat. And by this He preserves your lives for as long as life is ordained for you. أَفَبِالْبَاطِلِ يُؤْمِنُونَ Will they then, after hearing about these evidences of His oneness and knowing His exclusive ability to confer these favors, still believe in the utter falsehood of idols being gods along with Him? وَبِنِعْمَةِ اللَّهِ هُمْ يَكْفُرُونَ And deny the favors of Allah and show ingratitude to Him. So how do they show ingratitude to Allah? Ayah 73, وَيَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ And the ingratitude they show to Allah is that they worship besides Allah. مَا لَا يَمْلِكُ لَهُمْ رِزْقًا مِنَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ شَيْئًا They worship besides Allah that which has no control at all over providing for them from the heavens by sending rain or from the earth. By creating any produce for them. وَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ Nor do they have the capacity to acquire this ability to provide or to create sustenance. So they are worshipping idols which cannot provide for them and never can they develop to a position where they would provide for them. Yet they worship them along with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ayah 74, فَلَا تَضْرِبُوا لِلَّهِ الْأَمْثَالِ So now that shirk is refuted and established as falsehood, Do not cite comparisons for Allah by stating that Allah is just like the kings of the world, whom everyone does not have direct access to. And so they reach out to those appointed by the kings for the fulfillment of needs. So they said, we can't all reach Allah. So Allah has appointed these idols as intermediaries, and that is why we get to Allah through them. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ Allah knows that such comparisons are baseless, وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ And you have no knowledge because you fail to reflect deeply, so you utter whatever you wish about him. Ayah 75, ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا عَبْدًا مَمْلُوكًا لَا يَقْدِرُ عَلَى شَيْءٍ And to further refute shirk, Allah cites a comparison of a slave who is owned by another, عَبْدًا مَمْلُوكًا لَا يَقْدِرُ عَلَى شَيْءٍ Having no authority over anything and being totally subjected to his master. So that is one person. And another free person, وَمَنْ رَزَقْنَاهُ مِنَّا رِزْقًا حَسَنًا And another whom we have granted plentiful provision, فَهُوَ يُنْفِقُ مِنْهُ سِرًّا وَجَهْرًا So he spends from it openly and discreetly. هَلْ يَسْتَوُونَ Can they both be equal? Never. In a like manner, Allah and those whom they ascribe as partners to him could never be his equals in worship. Alhamdulillah, so praise be to Allah alone, who is perfect in his being and in his attributes. بَلْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ But despite that, most people do not forsake idol worship and they do not know the truth as they fail to reflect on it. Since their ignorance stems from a lack of reflection, they bear the guilt of shirk and they cannot be excused. Another example, Ayah 76, وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا رَجُلَيْنِ And to further clarify this, Allah cites another comparison of two men, أَحَدُهُمَا أَبْكَمْ One who in addition to being a slave is totally dumb, unable to accomplish anything. لَا يَقْدِرُ عَلَى شَيْهِ He is dumb, he is unable to accomplish anything as he also lacks the faculty of sight and hearing. وَهُوَ كَلٌّ عَلَى مَوْلَاهُ And he is therefore a complete and total burden on his master. أَيْنَمَا يُوَجِّهُ لَا يَأْتِ بِخَيْرٍ This, wherever he may dispatch him on an errand, he returns with no accomplishments. Despite being coached to do something and directed to it, he remains unable to accomplish anything. هَلْ يَسْتَوِيهُ Can he be equal to one who commands that which is good? Means, and this implies that the second person has intelligence and knowledge. وَهُوَ عَلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ And who is on the straight path in all matters. So if two human beings can have such great disparity in potential, despite being of the same species, how could created objects, such as idols, and its creator and Allah ever be equals, when the essential nature and characteristics of both are so different? Basically, all of this is a refutation of shirk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no equal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no comparison. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot be worshipped as well as idols being worshipped in any way whatsoever. Let us recite this ruku. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wallahu faddala ba'dakum ala ba'din fir rizq. فَمَا الَّذِينَ فُضِّلُوا بِرَادِّي رِزْقِهِمْ عَلَى مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُهُمْ فَهُمْ فِيهِ سَوَاءٌ أَفَبِنِعْمَةِ اللَّهِ يَجْحَدُونَ والله جعل لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا وجعل لكم من أزواجكم بنين وحفدة ورزقكم من الطيبات أَفَبِالْبَاطِلِ يُؤْمِنُونَ وَبِنِعْمَةِ اللَّهِ هُمْ يَكْفُرُونَ وَيَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَمْلِكُ لَهُمْ رِزْقًا مِنَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ شَيْئًا ولا يستطيعون فلا تضربوا لله الأمثال إن الله يعلم وأنتم لا تعلمون ضرب الله مثلا عبدا مملوكا لا يقدر على شيء ومن رزقناه منا رزقا حسنا فهو ينفق منه سرا وجهرا هل يستوون الحمد لله بل أكثرهم لا يعلمون وضرب الله مثلا الرجلين أحدهما أبكم لا يقدر على شيء لا يقدر على شيء وهو كل على مولاه أينما يوجهه لا يأتي بخير هل يستوي هو ومن يأمر بالعدل وهو على صراط مستقيم آمنت بالله صدق الله مولانا العظيم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك